Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
If you were taking your wheelie bin in last night, you'll be more than familiar with my next guest. Panda Waste Management is the biggest in the country with more than 30 sites nationwide. Now, to remove and separate even more waste and plastic at its giant Millennium Park facility in Finglas, Panda is creating a new €5 million sorting facility to remove plastic out of black bin rubbish and cut down on thousands of tons of waste ending up in incinerators. Brian McCabe is the chief executive of Beaupark, which owns Panda, which is also part of the Macquarie Group. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Brian. Tell us a little bit more about what Panda does.
So Panda is a nationwide collector and processor of waste. In Ireland, as a group, we have 70 facilities. We employ 3,500 employees and we have 1,100 vehicles on the road. 50% of those is in Ireland, the rest is in the UK.
Not bad business from a standing start only a few decades ago.
Well, I'm in the business now 20 years. Things have moved on a lot since I joined the business. But it's great. We're investing £160 million over the next 4 years. One of those investments is the current one that you mentioned there. It's a £5 million investment in one of our facilities. And the purpose of that is to extract metal and plastic from the general waste bin that normally would end up in the pool bag incinerator.
How does it do that, Brian? How does it pick out the plastic from, I mean, let's be honest, it's a conveyor belt of trash that moves at quite a speed.
It does, yeah. And what you need is you need a big facility. And with technology, mainly items called optical sorters, they can identify and you can program to pick off basically whatever you want. But the whole secret to it is having it all the same size, having it spread out thinly so as it can pick out all the different plastics and metals. Metals more so with metal extractors, magnets. But it is new and will ultimately increase the recycling levels, which is what we're all trying to achieve.
Indeed.
As Ireland, rather than not just as Panda, but as the industry, we're all aiming to increase the recycling levels.
Now, how many tons of waste at the moment goes to incinerators and how many tons do you hope to get in the next few years?
So in Ireland, there is two incinerators. There's the one in Poolbeg and the one in Dalleek. And the combined volume going there is over 800,000 tonnes of material that's going to those two facilities. In addition to that, we also make a product that's used as a fuel replacement in cement kilns. So it's not all just going to incineration. But obviously the waste is the last part, and what we're trying to achieve now is by extracting as much as possible and finding outlets for that across Europe, and thankfully it's been a huge success. I think the whole thing is key to it's not just about the extraction; it's about from source and educating all our customers of recycling right in the first instance, and that's the preferred route, which we have a number of initiatives running. With our clean our bin system that we've been running out there now. So that's in the first instance. In the second instance, then we use technology to pull out the recyclable material.
Mm-hmm. How do you ensure that some of the waste that you collect doesn't end up in landfill in other countries?
We don't. We are a processor of waste, and we consider ourselves now as an industry making products rather than making, you know, just sorting waste. As I said, in 20 years, the industry has moved on immensely. We're going to proper facilities where we audit and make sure everything is being recycled and used for making products. It is very, very regulated now, the whole industry.
Yeah.
And it probably has a perception of different, but it is highly, highly regulated.
Yeah. And I presume the goal is to reduce the content of the black bags down to almost nothing in a few years.
That is like there's a real incentive here for the customers. Like if you think about it, we're after rolling out now across Ireland, the brown bin is I'm sure the customers and listeners will be familiar with that.
The stinkiest one.
The stinkiest one, yeah. But the benefits of that is that's pure compost and that can be used as anaerobic digestion or composting facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the green bin, recycling bin, or you know, in different areas it might be a different colour, but the recycling bin then is for the recyclable material, and then the waste bin is obviously for the waste. The secret to all of that is if we can make sure that all the food goes into the food bin, well then the waste bin is not as dirty and it's easier to recycle. And similarly goes with the brown bin. You don't want plastics going into that because that contaminates the process. Our system that we're rolling out there now, our clean up bin imaging system is being used. And we've rolled that out now in Dublin across 10 trucks to educate customers. And that's the purpose of that. It is a behedge. Everyone has a part to play in achieving the recycling levels.
Yeah.
And
I have five bins, Brian. So I have the food waste and I have the return scheme and then I have bottles and then I have the black bin and then I have the kind of plastics and all that kind of stuff. Could you see a situation where we have even more bins, i.e. if you had to separate out plastics from soft plastics to hard plastics and then potentially wood and stuff?
No. In fairness, Joe, you know, that's what we do. Like it is very costly collecting waste. So, and you know, you don't want more trucks and more bins outside everyone's house there. Yeah, definitely the food, definitely the recycling, definitely the waste. But the technology we have across all our facilities does the rest and can extract out. I suppose people don't really understand, you know, our size and scale of the facilities we have and the technology that's in there. It is quite immense and achieves all the separation that you would require to do.
Any sign of EV trucks or kind of giant trucks with batteries rather than the, you know, diesels have at the moment?
No, good question, Joe. We have the greenest fleet in the country. We currently have 7 electric vehicles and we have a large number of gas vehicles. Our aim as a business is to become carbon neutral by 2040, and we're on that journey. Each year we're replacing trucks and we're replacing with gas and electric. You know, one of the things we done with the gas was the infrastructure wasn't there, so we built in conjunction with Gas Networks Ireland 2 of our own gas filling stations, one on the north side and one on the south side. So yeah, it's absolutely moving in that direction.
All right, well, best of luck with it, and hopefully we won't have too many more bins in the near future. Brian, thank you very much for joining us. That's Brian McCabe, the boss of Beaupark, one of whose brands is Panda.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.